Hello and welcome to Sumo Mainichi. I'm Amy. I'm here with Dave, and it's day four of the Haru Basho, the March Basho. And I know we say this every single day, but today was a spectacular day of sumo. It actually was today.
I think on day two we said it, but we didn't mean it.
Yeah. We said day two was better than day one.
No, maybe it was yesterday we said it, but we didn't mean it.
Yesterday we said it, but I don't mean it as much as I mean it today.
You need to trust us on this. It was very, very good.
Yeah. And look, we're doing it a bit late. I've been at an orchestra rehearsal. We got a concert on Saturday. I have to go to these rehearsals, so we're pulling up late.
Yep.
Getting into the old sumo in the studio late at night. And I wanted to say a massive thank you to a donator to the Sumo Mainichi Sake Fund. It was very generous, and just some lovely words about the podcast.
Yeah, they said, love your show, the bout-by-bout reviews, and especially the good-natured banter. I'm based in the USA, wake up stoked to listen and rarely miss a show during the basho. So thank you for your time and effort and putting these good vibes into the universe. Anonymous donator, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it.
It's really, really lovely. Thank you.
The weather in Osaka today, 12 degrees Celsius, 54 degrees Fahrenheit, as it is nearly every day of this basho. Some terrible news that I saw just before the top division bouts happened was that Shimizu Umi is Kyujo.
Yeah, it is terrible news. I'm quite devastated about this. I really like the guy. I love watching him do sumo, and I've loved his success in Makuuchi. And yesterday it was the knee.
Yeah.
We said that he was waiting outside after his bout in the shops and talking to his tsukibito about the injury and sort of leaning down and rubbing his leg. And obviously it was enough to take him out, which is the worst.
Terrible news. At Maegashira 12, we're assuming that he'll finish his basho on 0 wins, 4 losses and 11 days off.
Yep. Good maths.
And at Maegashira 12... danger zone.
Yep.
For Shimizu Umi, hopefully it's nothing too serious. Let's get into these bouts for today. Myogiryu and Takeru Fuji.
Yes.
Takeru Fuji has been kicking off most of the Torikumis.
Yep.
Great way to kick off the action. And today up against Myogiryu, Takeru Fuji again. I feel like I'm saying the same thing every day, but he looks completely in control of this bout, even though Myogiryu did put up a little bit of resistance on the bales.
Yeah.
Takeru Fuji blew him away.
Yeah, you said he was the first of every day, and he has been so far, but I wonder how long it will be until he starts going up the card, until they sort of think, oh, let's give him a go at some of the mid-Maegashira who are doing well. Oh, let's give him a little bit further up.
What we learn in January is that at about day six, you start fighting Sanyaku.
Yes. Well, I would love to see him fight, Onosato.
Oh.
Definitely.
That'd be a cracker.
Just pop him. Just tomorrow, please.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to look. So he moves to 4-0. He's unbeaten, and Myogiryu is 2-2. I do quickly want to mention Endo versus Kitanawaka, because Endo's been struggling, and this was cool sumo from him. He got rushed to the edge, but raised right up onto his tiptoes, arched over backwards, and then just powered forwards and took Kitanawaka the full length of the dojo. They went for a little run here, and it was all Endo.
Yeah, an impressive reversal of fortunes there from Endo. And this one, I noticed as he hauled his way off the Tuara, the crowd lifted.
Yeah. They still love Endo.
It stirred that love, that kind of mid-2010s love that people found for Endo.
There's something deep in their souls.
Yeah, it's still there. It's
don't
burning.
Don't need much to recover.
And Endo now with that win moves to 2-2. Kitanawaka on 1-3. Mitaku Umi was up. Well, he wasn't up next, but the next bout we're going to look at, Mitaku Umi v. Shonan Umi. Mm. Yesterday, we saw Mitaku Umi get a knock on the head.
Yes.
We predicted that he would come in with a bit of padding and a bit of tape over it.
Very excited for bandage watch.
But he was on the right-hand side of the screen in the coverage we were watching on NHK, and we couldn't confirm. We couldn't see the bandage.
We thought, oh, you must be all right. But there must be no scratch there.
Nope, because as soon as they met at the touchy eye, we saw the eye bandage come right off. I mean, this is a bit of vintage Mitakumi work here, isn't it?
It was lovely. One side stayed on. They'd pressed down on that side. The adhesive had been activated on one side, the other side flapping around like crazy.
Well, the padding to tape ratio is all wrong. They want to put too much padding under there. There's nothing left to stick it down.
Too much padding. And then halfway through the rest of the bout, it went flying into the air, and that's all I could see. I wasn't even watching the sumo anymore. I was watching the trajectory of the Band-Aid.
But now I think it's one of these eject-style tapings. All it really needs to do is to survive the touchy eye.
Oh, okay.
So like the Sagari we were talking about yesterday, you can just like pull the ripcord and eject. Yep. Maybe this is a similar concept.
Yeah, that and finger bandages. Well, I love when they get popped off.
I thought I saw one pop off. Was that the eye bandage?
I think it was his
eye right.
bandage.
Okay, geez, absolute mayhem. What happened in this one, though, was that it was all Mitakumi, pretty much, for this whole bout.
Yeah.
And he took Shonanumi all the way to the Tawara. And as we were all, you know, ticking off on our little scorecards for the win for Mitakumi, Shonanumi somehow stepped aside, magically danced up on the Tawara and sent Mitakumi down.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And maybe you would have wanted the bandage on then because there was, you know, a little puff of dirt and then the cut gets all dirty and he's lost. And it was a great move from Shonanumi on the Tawara.
It was very, very impressive, wasn't it?
A win for him to take him to,
he's 3-1 and now has 3 wins in a row after losing on day one.
We wrote him off day one, I'm going to admit. I wrote him off. I said, Shonanumi, he's still injured. He's not going well.
Well, I wrote him off in January and pretty much wrote him off so hard that it was going to take us into the second half of this year. So I'm actually really encouraged to see Shonanumi getting a few wins early at Maegashira 12. Mitakumi is 2-2.
Congratulations, a huge congratulations to Tamawashi, who today moves into clear 8th. In the list of consecutive bout appearances. It's 946.
Have a day off.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there was that COVID break there, but we don't count that.
No, we don't count that. Huge for Tamawashi. And today against Kim Bozan, he celebrated in style. He launched Kim Bozan off the dojo. He looked quite strong. His shoves landed and, yeah, that was his first win.
He just looked like today was going to be his day, Tamawashi.
Yeah.
Strong, powerful. And that last push actually sent Kim Bozan all the way from inside the Tawara to off the dojo.
Yes, sprawling down. It was an ungainly fall from him. He moves to 1-3 and Tamawashi is the same score.
Let's take a look at one of our undefeated Rikishi now. Ono Sato on 3-0 was up against Midori Fuji, and Ono Sato just steamrolled Midori Fuji.
There's not many other words you can use, is
No, there? There's nothing else to say about this. They went and then Midori Fuji was out. Yeah. Ono Sato was just in beast mode today.
He sort of rebounded off him and just flew with one huge leap across the back out of the dojo. So Ono Sato, he is unbeaten as well. And I guess this is why I'm just starting to be desperate to see this Takeru Fuji match up. But also to see Ono Sato move up the cards again. Is he going to run into the same roadblock he did last time?
When he went up against the Sanyaku.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he's coming back a little bit wiser, a little bit more experienced. I think he's going to knock off some Sanyaku Rikishi this time around.
I think they should be quaking in their boots, or a few of them in particular.
Exactly.
He's 4-0, Midori Fuji 1-3. Well, this is another piece of sad news on top of the Shimizumi news. Tsurugisho had to be helped off the dojo after a very awkward loss to Hirodumi. His knee essentially buckled at the end of this bout. He lost it by going down onto the knee, and you could see on his face at the same time this intense flash of pain.
Oh, before he even hit the ground, he was wincing.
Yep. So the knee, the strapped knee.
Well, it's not just strapped. This is heavily reinforced. It's Terry Fuji
mache
style.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's built up. The surrounding is the knee at this point. There is no knee in there.
No, you're right. You're right.
And the big wheelchair had to be called. We did see
Akiseyama. What's his?
Come out.
I don't know his new name.
Oh, it's not coming to mind for me right now. Everybody's screaming it.
I'm actually quite terrible when Rikishi move into their post-sumo career and change their name. I'm like, oh.
Some stick with me immediately. I go, oh, yeah, that's, I understand that. Often when it's associated with a stable, I guess.
Yeah.
But others. Oh.
And then when I hear it, I go, oh, yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure I know Akiseyama's particularly well. Anyway, he was there.
He was there.
He was quick. There were a number of people gathered around and they had to, it always looks so awful, just roll Tsurugisho to the edge and then into the wheelchair.
Akiseyama didn't do a lot of lifting or helping, but he was there more as, hey, just stay calm.
Yeah.
Don't try to get up. We got this.
As a fellow big guy.
Exactly.
Who's been injured.
Yeah. This is terrible news for Tsurugisho, who is on 2-2 now with that loss. He's 32 years old. I always think that Tsurugisho is a couple of years older than that. That left knee of his, it feels like he's been fighting with that injury as long as I've been watching sumo.
Yeah. And he was doing okay too. Like,
yeah,
he was popping up here and there. And
he's Maegashira 6.
Yeah.
In fact, that's his highest rank, I think we've said.
Yep. So devastating for him and for, I know that there are a number of people who listen to this podcast who are big Tsurugisho fans.
Yeah.
So I feel for, and myself included. Yep. I count myself as one. Well, strap in for Sanyaku, because today there were firecrackers going off everywhere, and we kick it off with Daisho versus Nishikigi. Daisho, no success up until today, but do not worry yourself. He is back. Two huge shoves from him on Nishikigi's chest, and Nishikigi flew out.
Yeah, he's back. Nothing else to be said about this one. Two big pushes. So funny that this happens against Nishikigi.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Who we've been praising. We've been saying that no matter what, his sumo is something to behold. Even when he loses, he's so enjoyable to watch. Well, there was nothing to watch today.
Not today. But, I mean, is this a reflection of Nishikigi's sumo or a reflection of Daisho just getting it together today?
Yeah, we talked about doing a sumo video overlay. I want to overlay this match with the touchy eye of one of the lead-up ones where he did go straight into a shove and just see what was different with the footwork,
Yeah.
We watch every single bout, but sometimes the interest is to go back and watch every bout of a person who's in form and then finally finds timing and see what changes there.
Yeah, and I mean, you do get an insight by laying two videos over and watching how that form compares. But what we've suggested in the past is laying all 15 days.
Yeah.
Opacity at about 10% and see what that says.
You should.
We should.
There should be a template. I need an iMovie template for that.
I don't think iMovie would let you do 15
Come on, iMovie.
Video tracks.
Why not?
Okay, so Daisho, that's his first win.
I'll be rendering for days.
Daisho 1-3, Nishikigi on the same score. Next up, we had Komisubi Abi up against Sekiwake Wakamoto Haru. Oh boy. Abi came out and just blasted Wakamoto Haru away. This was over after the first hit. He hit Wakamoto Haru high on the chest. Wakamoto Haru, suddenly his center of balance was high, and Abi just came at him so quickly. Wakamoto Haru almost just stepped out at the end. He knew he was gone.
Yeah. Well, the Japanese commentators on NHK said, "Nani mo dekimasen," he couldn't do anything.
No, he couldn't.
And it's unusual for that to happen with Wakamoto Haru. He did try to slap his arms away once, but Abi's timing, I mentioned timing, and footwork is brilliant.
Abi is 4-0.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Abi.
Reset. Abi, reset.
Hey, who'd he beat? Wakamoto Haru? Who's that?
I would never have thought that I would consider saying the words Abi and Vortex.
Oh, jeez.
Next to each other.
Whoa. Let's just take it one step at a time.
It's late. I'm going for it.
I'm still healing.
I'm having a cup of tea. It's wild here.
Yeah. All right. So Waikumoto Haru, that's his first loss.
Yep.
3-1. And as I said before, Abe undefeated 4-0.
Takakesho came up against Ura. There was a bit of a stare down here from Takakesho. I do love that no matter what's going on with him, he will just stare. He doesn't care. He'll bring it and bring the intensity no matter what. The crowd was going bananas. I think Wednesday obviously is a big highball day, a big 9% hard lemon day because they were going for it. I mean, I know it's Ura. Very popular, but lots of crowd noise. Ura Itatachiai tried to duck to the left, and you commented that he might have been trying to do something in this bout that succeeded against Kirishima, which was make a bit of space, make a hole and see what he could do against his opponent.
What I was talking about is when they found their way to the Tawara.
Right.
But you're right. Interesting here, Ura tried to go low. Takakesho absolutely denied it.
Yeah. He slapped him to the face. Yeah. He shoved him in the side and it totally nullified what Ura was trying to do.
Yeah.
Disrupted the plan. Ura had to retreat. He mounted a bit of a defense on the Tawara, and maybe this is where you were talking about. He was up and arched.
Well, it's almost like he pumps his legs down.
Ah, the ducking
down.
Oh, sorry, mate.
It worked against Kirishima yesterday. It created that space through the Kirishima rhythm off.
And encouraged him to throw himself forward at him.
There was such a beautiful reverse camera angle of this bout where you could see how careful Takakesho's footwork was as he approached Ura on the Tawara. He knows what Ura's capable of. He knows he has to be very, very careful with that approach. And what he did was to stay super balanced, stayed super wide, and in the end used the body to take Ura over the Tawara.
Yeah, and even Ura with his rubber legs arching over couldn't stop himself stepping out. So 2-2 for him. Takakesho, he's just plodding towards that 8-win finish
plodding.
Line. 3-1.
He's steaming towards those 8 wins.
Yep. I have to admit, he actually is.
He certainly is.
Takakesho, good job.
All right. Up next, we had Oho versus Hoshoryu. Oho was very impressive in this bout. He opened with some big, strong pushes before Hoshoryu retreated, gave a bit of space here because Oho was coming in hot and Hoshoryu then was able to put the brakes on here, slow this bout down a little bit, put a right hand on the belt. Lock up. I was surprised to see Oho was the one who initiated here.
Yeah, he went for it, didn't he? I loved this start from Oho. I thought it was so strong. And to not let Hoshoryu rest in this position for very long, he just dangled his arm down.
Yeah.
He was just thinking about what he was going to do when Oho just went for it again.
So, so impressive. And here, this worked quite well because Oho took Hoshoryu over to the bales. Here, it was Hoshoryu's sumo genius at work. There's no other way to say it.
I think
he rode the Tawara. He used a single-handed belt grip to flick Oho underneath him for the win. Did you see Oho's face when he got up?
Yeah. I liked his face, actually. There was something I saw in there which was the belief that he could have beat Hoshoryu.
Totally.
And the disappointment that he didn't. It's so different from just mucking up about and just letting himself pull or doing something wrong or just getting steamrolled out. Like, he felt like he could have won then.
Well, 2023 Oho would lose against a Maegashira 12 and go, oh, well.
Yeah. Oh.
What's happened to this guy?
Yeah. He's
the attitude.
There's some kind of attitude or self-belief, or he's been doing some, you know, therapy, some work on himself.
Mental game has improved.
In a child. I don't know. I do
think it is. It's an attitude change that we've seen. He's always been big. He's always been strong. He's getting older every day, which doesn't hurt someone like him. He's on this powerful score of 1-3.
Yeah, better than 0-4.
I think there's some ricochet out there who are on 3-1 who Oho is doing a much better job than.
Me too.
I'm not going to name names.
Yep, hasn't been blasted out by Daisha
every
yet,
one of
like
the losses. Every one of the losses has been quality. Hoshoryu is on 3-1 with that win.
Kirishima up next. No wins yet for Harubasho, and his opponent is Asaniyama. Asaniyama straight out of the Tachiai advanced. fairly straightforward sumo to move Kirishima back and out.
What's going on here?
I do not know. I do not know.
I feel like we're now 4 days into this basho and I haven't really seen Kirishima do any sumo.
That's right.
There was zero today.
Wriggling around, you know, sort of trying to push Asaniyama away, retreating, trying to...
But there's retreating and, and there's being blown backwards.
Yeah.
Was it controlled? Was he looking to create an opportunity today?
He was trying to kind of pull him down, but it was a useless attempt. Something's wrong.
Yeah, something is wrong.
We're sniffing it out.
We're trying to work out this
Kirishima
puzzle.
What is wrong? Have you seen anyone say any thoughts? I said last night.
I feel the sumo community has gone very quiet on Kirishima. I mean, I guess everyone's in shock. And I just do need to tell you that the cat is biting my foot. Not reacting.
Those teeth just pierce your little toe somehow. And then he goes up the ankle
I'm
as well.
I'm pushing through the pain. Oh. I don't want to react. All right. What were we saying?
So Kirishima, 0-4. We'll continue to watch for signs of life there. Asaniyama, he is 2-2.
Okay. Up next in the second last bout of the day, we had Maegashira 3 Takanosho up against newly minted Ozeki Kodnawaka. The opening part of this bout, it was one-way traffic. It was all Kodnawaka on the attack. And Takanosho really had to scramble to stay in this one. But I saw that ex-Sekiwake mind at work. Do you know? Don't always see with Takanosho in the last year or so.
No, you don't. He was trying a few moves, wasn't he? A few body things.
Now, this is what I call retreating because here he managed to create some room for himself and slow the bout down a little bit and locked up. Good to see Takanosho initiating. He took Kodnawaka over to the Tuara, tried a cheeky little leg lock.
Yeah, it was the inner hooking leg. I think it was a kakanage. It was up very high on his leg and he really, really wanted to. It was aqua style, really committing to it.
It was shut down very quickly by Kodnawaka this first attempt and then they locked up again for a while. But again, Takanosho was on the attack. This time, again, they moved to the Tuara. But Takanosho, he's gone in with a plan, and that plan is I'm going to do a leg lift or try to throw Kodnawaka over my leg. And we saw a big snake of Takanosho's leg inside Kodnawaka's thigh.
Yeah, usually it's not quite this deliberate or, I mean, I say slow in the in a sumo bout, but
it was.
He sort of snaked it in and then really pushed hard. It was quite obvious and Kodnawaka kept his balance. I'm not sure quite how.
He did. He denied Takanosho being able to plant that foot on the ground to give him any kind of leverage. So with one foot up in the air, Kodnawaka was able to throw Takanosho down. Another Rikishi Takanosho who's coming back into some form, I feel. He really pushed Kodnawaka today.
Yeah, I think so. I really enjoyed this bout, but the scoreline doesn't reflect it. He's 1-3.
Nothing wrong with it.
Kodnawaka, 3.
The score of champions.
And 1 feels like 2-2.
Exactly.
The final bout of the day. It's the Yokozuna Terunofuji with his Oyakata Isagahama back in the NHK commentary box today. And he's coming up against Meisei. Meisei has beaten him 3 times.
Yeah, out of 11 meetings. Oh, yeah. Is that right? 11 meetings. Yeah, it was 8-3 going into this one.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Well, plenty of people
pretty
who have it.
Pretty good.
And at the Tachiya, it became apparent that he wanted to win again. He went so quickly, he slammed into the huge body of Terunofuji. And although Terunofuji used this opportunity to clamp down the arms, he was pushed backwards. So he was A, closer to the Tuara, and B, he was actually off balance. So that when Meisei moved forward again, Terunofuji was forced to take a step back. We know when he's moving backwards, he's in trouble. It's the trickier move for him with those knees. And Meisei thought, I can get a win here.
Well, I think you're so right about seeing Meisei act very quickly and denying that arm lock. That arm lock's no good if Terunofuji's legs aren't back.
Yeah.
He can't really stop anything.
He can't lean forward and into it.
Yeah.
Because his arms were around Meisei's, but there was no purchase there for him.
And Meisei, just the speed and intensity of this attack here, this was quite weird to watch. I mean, Meisei's capable of this sumo, but to see it work so effectively against the Yokozuna, I am getting bitten right now, if you're wondering why.
I know your face. Yeah. It feels quite painful.
I might have to put
Pop him out.
Put Clive out. Yeah. You keep
well,
going.
I'll tell you about what I noticed after this. And I noticed it because, so Meisei beat Terunofuji. He got, he's trying to get Clive to go out the door. He doesn't want to. After he beat him, after he got him across the Tawara, that's a Kimboshi because Meisei is not Sanyaku.
Hell yeah, it's Kimboshi.
But there were no cushions thrown that I could see. Now, I watched this on catch up, so maybe there were some. But it just reminded me that a listener of the podcast, Rita, had asked the other day why the other win against Terunofuji wasn't a Kimboshi, and that was because they were in Sanyaku. So it's only when a Maegashira ranked Rikishi beats the Yokozuna that it's an official Kimboshi. And so it is today for Meisei.
Yeah.
An official Kimboshi. And so I said that's why the other day there weren't many cushions being thrown. But today I noticed that there weren't any today. And so I think people are just very well behaved in Osaka.
I didn't think those two things were correlated in that the crowd would throw cushions if a Yokozuna gets beaten regardless.
By anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
maybe.
Think so.
That was my reasoning for there not being any the other day, but maybe I was wrong.
Just people going, whoa, he's Sanyaku.
Stop.
Keep the cushions down, everyone.
You've got to understand. All right, now what Sanyaku is, yeah, is a tough for you race.
But yeah, so strange today.
Yeah, there was basically nothing. But I mean, you watched the full thing.
I didn't notice any. It feels like it's one of those parts of sumo that may not return after COVID.
Yeah, maybe. Nobody wants anyone's dirty cushions in their face. What I want is a short ice, you know, catch of them.
Oh, come on. I mean, no one's ever been injured from getting hit by a cushion, have they?
No. What's the Japanese name for them? It's just totally gone out of my head.
Oh, no. It's
why
too
would I
late.
Even ask? Sumo
yeah,
cushion.
I've forgotten the word.
No.
Okay. Why don't you take us through the leaderboard?
I certainly can. The leaderboard has decreased, and that is because Takeyasu today, who was unbeaten, lost to Shodai, I should say, and the also 3-0 coming into today, Onosho, lost to Gonoyama. So we lost those two, but staying up there was Komasubi Abi, Maegashira 5, Onosato, and Maegashira 17, Takeru Fuji. What a leaderboard.
Wow, that is quite unbelievable. Let's have a look who those three have tomorrow. Abi is taking on Nishikigi.
Yep.
Now, interesting to see the way Nishikigi lost against a very similar style to Abi in Daisho today. Good luck. Onosato takes on Kimbozan.
Okay.
I won't say anything about that. And Takeru Fuji opens the day again.
Yep.
Against Juryo visitor Toki Hayate.
Okay.
Okay.
Juryo visitor.
It's a very interesting
wow.
piece of programming there.
Oh, I need to go back and watch Juryo now. I'm staying up all night.
Yep. Up the top, Oho has a shot at Terunofuji.
Yep.
And dreams may be possible.
Yes.
That's all I'll say.
Oh, gee.
Well,
hey,
what about this?
Himself.
Meisei takes on Kirishima.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
We've got another great bout in Asunoyama up against Hoshoryu.
Oh, that's a great one.
Taka Keisho takes on Atami Fuji and Ura takes on Kodono Waka.
Yep.
Daisho and Wakamoto Haru round out the Sanyaku. Oh, no, there's Abi and Nishikigi, the two Komasubi fights.
Yes, Komasubi battle.
Wow. How are they building and making each day better than the day before?
I know. How is there always a Komasubi battle? Whenever the Komasubi come up against each other, I'm like, this has happened before.
Yeah, this is at least the third time, this basho. All right, thanks so much for joining us on Sumo Mainichi tonight. We'll be here to bring you all the action from day 5. Tomorrow, we'll see you then.
And it's called a Zabaton. Bye.
Bye. Yeah!